Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? Welcome back to another episode of the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, episode 104 to be exact. Thank you once again for supporting the movement. If you haven't done so already or are new to the show, remember to hit that subscribe button. The talks we have come from the heart, and we need more fathers to know we are here for them. Hitting the subscribe button helps us with the algorithm in regards to being found, but the real support comes in the form of sharing what you hear. It doesn't matter if you share it on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or even through text messages. It all helps, so please take a second to do so. On episode number 103, my friend Mike Dorsey of Black Fathers Now and I talked about health, taking care of our health, and touched lightly on sharing health scares with the kids. It was an episode that I needed for myself because of a health scare that I recently had. To make a long story short, at that time I was holding back from telling my kids what was going on with my health. To be perfectly honest, I even held it from my wife to a certain extent. As I was chatting with Mike, he brought up a story about his granddad and how he was very ill, but he held it from the family for a long time. He eventually passed away, leaving his family hurt and full of questions. As I was telling him about holding back some of my own information, he hit me with that story. And let me tell you, that shit fucked me up, but I needed it. Seriously, it had my mind running faster than an Olympic track star. That story hit me hard because I put myself in his dad's position. How would I feel if I found out my father might not be around much longer when it was almost his time? Would I be upset that he told me so late? Would I be upset that since I didn't know, we didn't take advantage of the little bit of time left together? Man, those thoughts fucked me up. And I even told Mike that I was going to tell my kids the truth about everything for one simple reason. I didn't want to die and have them thinking that I didn't love them enough to share the truth with them. Yeah, that reason right there was huge. And it ate away at me for weeks. Every day I planned on how I would break the news. Every day I put it off. Today I want to talk a little about why I withheld information like that from our kids, and why sometimes we do it for a little too long. The main reason I think I held back on my kids was the simple fact that I was scared myself. Yeah, we dads are tough. Yeah, we are some gangsters. But we are not bulletproof, meaning that there are times when we ourselves are so scared of the truth that we don't share what's going on. As for me, I had a lump on my head. It's called a meningioma. I don't even know how to say that thing. That word right there is a bitch to pronounce. And that part alone had me in shambles. Basically, what that is a tumor in your head that eventually needs to be removed. I remember when the doctor told me the prognosis. I don't remember shit that she told me in the beginning, though. All I heard was the word meningioma, however you say that. And my world stopped. I heard bits and pieces. Well, let's be real. I heard all the scary shit. I heard the doctor say that they would have to cut my head open to pull that bad boy out. And I also heard her say that they would have to install a metal plate in my head to replace the damaged bone. You know I asked how that would affect my travels. My dumb way of downplaying what she was saying. Come on, fellas. If that shit doesn't scare you, what will? I had to joke around with it a little bit. I lost myself for a few minutes as my eyes started to water up, and I held back from letting the doctor see a tear. You know how it goes. We gotta stay strong and show them that we men, right? Well, guess what? She has done this over 1,000 times and knew exactly what I was doing. She knew more about what was going on in my head, no pun intended, than I did at that moment. I was a hot mess as random thoughts flew in and out of my head like lines of code in the Matrix movie. After regaining my composure, she restated everything she had said, and I finally realized that it wasn't as bad as my mind made it out to be. I guess that's a lesson we fathers can never fully get or teach. Take a second to soak everything in before you react. Easier said than done. Nonetheless, I was shook. Even though she told me everything I needed to know, I didn't know everything, and that right there had me scared all month. It had me Googling terms I had no business in Googling. I became Dr. James Lopez overnight. I didn't know how to tell my kids what was going on because I was scared to death of it. I was scared of the worst case scenario instead of facing the reality and having a real conversation with my kids. Was I wrong for that? I'm going to say yeah, I was slightly wrong for that. But I'm also willing to say that we know ourselves the best and know our kids. Some conversations are harder than others. And I can't blame a dad that is so scared of what's happening to them that they hold back a bit. That's life. We all do it differently. What I can say is that Mike Dorsey fucked me up with the thought that my kids might think that I didn't love them enough because I was holding out on them. I started to think of reasons why I shouldn't tell them what was going on. Reasons like, are they too young? Will they understand any of it? Will I fuck their heads up telling them that dad needs to surgically remove something from his head? Shit, will they think that dad won't wake up? Once again, my own fears translated to me worrying that those fears I had, they had. It's okay to think like that. That's what I kept telling myself. And to be honest, I still believe it. As dads, we want to protect our kids. We want the best for them. And sometimes truths like this can break their hearts. If we are superheroes to them, how would they feel when they find out that things can actually hurt us? I also didn't want to distract my kids. Yeah, that sounds dumb, but it's the truth. School is in session. Life is sort of back to normal after 2 years of being away from people due to COVID. Did I really want to add a layer of sadness and hopelessness to their agenda or to their daily activity? Childhood season is 18 years or so, but it's still short. Did I really want to add this to their daily thought? I didn't want my kids walking around the house questioning if dad would be here the next day. I had my own fears. I took the punk way out and told myself I didn't want them to share in that fear. We all do that at some point in our lives. We hide something from our kids because we don't know how they will take it and expect the worst, period. In this case, I was guilty of it all. I was scared of the outcome. I was also scared about how my kids would take it. But there comes a time when you're either going to tell them the truth or suffer the consequences, if there are any, of not telling them. I knew I had to tell them soon because of my wife. My wife is nosy as fuck. When I came back from the doctor, I gave her the light version of everything going on. The same fears I had about my kids, guess what? I had about her. How would she handle it? Would she be a hot mess, turning my kids and myself into a hot mess as well? I'm the type of dad that likes to go at it alone. I don't like to share the pain with others. I like to absorb it all in hopes that the people closest to me never have to feel the pain that I did. I'm sure you know what I mean. But this time around, I had a nosy wife who, for the most part, has way better thoughts about life than I did. She knows me well, and I'm guessing she knew I was holding back a little. Actually, I know she knows. Well, one day, she opened up my insurance approval forms and saw the procedures I needed done. Let's just say I could see her face. Her face wasn't one of disgust. It was one of being scared. The funny thing about withholding information is that when you withhold information from your family, you are always walking on eggshells. You're constantly hiding or withholding information, and it makes it very, very hard to face them. The problem with withholding information is that you never know when the information will present itself and how the people you hid it from will interpret it. That right there can really mess everything up. I know that when my wife read the paperwork, she had no clue what was going on, but I did. She even gave me hints throughout the week that we needed to talk. She used lines like, your kids are nervous. They are asking questions I can't answer. To be honest, she was bullshitting. She was nervous and tried to use my kids to get me to spill the beans. She won that one too. She knows what works. They always do. After telling her everything and calming her down, I called my oldest over. I asked him if he was afraid and if he knew what was going on with me. I won't lie to you. I'm a dick. I knew he heard me tell his mother that I wanted to do a few things with all of them alone, just in case I didn't make it out of the hospital. Let's be clear. I said that to her because even though I knew I had a 99% chance of recovery, I made a joke about the 1%. And to be honest, that wasn't the thing to do, especially when I knew the kids might be listening. Will I do it again in the future? Probably. I use humor to smooth things out. That's just the way I roll. My oldest response was one that I would have made. He said, "Dad is a weakling and needs to have something removed from his head." I laughed. Wifey didn't. He then said, "But I know Dad is going to be all right." And that right there put me at ease. I don't think it put her at ease. I wish I could lie to you and say I handled this the best way possible. I really didn't. But I won't beat myself up about it. And neither should you. I was scared. I didn't know how my family would take it and acted in a selfish manner. I know. But James, you are the dad. You can be selfish. And you know what? If that's what you think, you are right. But in my eyes, I was being selfish because what if we never had the conversation and something bad did happen to Dad? It's one thing to think about all the things maybe you haven't gotten the chance to do or even teach your kids. It's another to feel guilty because you won't have the time to accomplish those things with them. I didn't know how to talk to my wife or my kids about my health scare, but I can tell you that I needed someone to talk to about it myself. I'm blessed to have a friend like Mike Dorsey who knows when a conversation needs to be had and then has them, even when they're difficult. Some people, even myself included, will say that the family is the best people to talk to. They will always have your back. However, in reality, those great thoughts don't always manifest. We hold things back due to our own fear. And in a very weird way, we hold back sometimes in order to protect the people we love the most. While recording this, I kept thinking about the right answers in regards to sharing your health information with the people you love. And I learned that there simply isn't a real right answer. If I had to go through this all over again, I would probably do it the same way over and over again. Some conversations are harder than others, and I myself can never judge a parent that holds back or spills the beans. Their life is their reality, the same way your life is your reality. Handle it how you see fit. However, I'll leave you with this. Kids know way more than we think they know. No matter how hard you try to keep things away from them, the things we hide always, and I mean always, find a way to make their presence felt somehow. In my opinion, it's easier to talk about it as much as possible than hiding it. But it isn't always the easiest. So handle life your way. Your life is your reality. As always, thank you all for supporting the movement. I will see you after my operation, and I ask you guys to do one thing for me. That one thing is to continue to make your presence felt like the dope fathers that you yourself needed. We matter. That's one message we should never be afraid of amplifying. Let's get it. Fatherhood is lit.